I moved to San Francisco long, long, long ago in 1973. And I had just started in the movie business, but I had started in documentaries. I had started working with a film collective in Chicago, and I moved to Montreal and got my very first experience at the National Film Board of Canada. And then I moved to San Francisco, and I was actually only interested in documentaries. But I think it was KQED. It just closed or something, and there was no work. And I was just so disappointed because I was interested in documentaries. But I went and I met everybody in town. And I went over to Zoetrope, and I had not seen Godfather 1. I was not really interested in the feature world so much. But I found out that they needed somebody to rewrite aspects of the script notes from the shoot of Godfather 2, which was happening in the Dominican Republic. And I actually really didn't even know what script notes were, but I studied up real fast, and I got that job to rewrite the script notes. And I did that. And then that was at an apprentice level. And then I found out that Francis was bringing his two editors who he had on Godfather 2, Barry Malkin and Peter Zinner, to San Francisco. One had been in New York, one was in LA. He was bringing them to San Francisco for the edit, and he was hiring a third editor. And he hired that third editor, Richie Marks, and Richie was looking for an assistant. So Zoetrope gave him a list of local people. I wasn't on it because I just moved here. But I said, could my name go on too? So they put my name on, and I interviewed, and I got the job. So that was my very, very first introduction to feature filmmaking, which was on Godfather 2. And Francis completely seduced all of us into that experience. It was a wonderful, wonderful learning experience, working experience for me. And from that moment on, I had come from documentaries, but I was really entranced by the feature filmmaking experience. And so there I went down that path.
And what was he like? What was he like to work with in his person?
Well, I've worked with him now on 3 movies, but he is a wonderful, creative, incredible director. And he was a very, very generous person in that. And that was one of the things that made the whole San Francisco scene during the 70s so fantastic, was that the normal job hierarchies that were so deeply embedded in work in LA didn't really exist up here. And so, you know, I was just an assistant on that film, but I felt free to talk and give my opinion and be heard. And so, you know, then he got to know me well. And so by the time Apocalypse came around, I was known to him. I don't think that's something that would have happened in LA. It was just the times. It was a long time ago. It was an exciting time in feature filmmaking.